This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
I turn to you like a flower leaning toward the sun. I turn to you, 'cause you're the only one.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back up. And when I fall down,
this is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome everyone. I'm Michelle Barber and you are listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the straight allied supporters to stand up for our GLBTI community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, create dialogue or introduce a new way of thinking. But most importantly, we want to facilitate change towards a greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. Just want to thank the lovely, quiet, mousy Chris and Cam, and also for the gorgeous Gary Wilson that read the news so eloquently. We may get to know that man a little bit later in the show. Tonight, we are talking about the gay generational gap. Is there one? Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I don't know. We'll find out. We're going to be joined by Andrew, who's actually coming back. He was a guest here probably about 2-3 months ago. He's going to talk a little bit about Minus 18 and how we actually met and a little bit about his story. And then the vivacious Gary Wilson, who can probably hear me saying that. I'm wondering what his reaction is. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his story, which is a little bit of a unique one, and I think we should have a great time. So rather than have Andrew sit there in silence, he can speak now.
Oh, hi, well, Andrew. If you're fine to keep talking, that's fine. But
never thought I would have said that. So welcome, Andrew.
Oh, thank you for bringing
me. You're
that.
Allowed to speak.
Yes, I know that.
So we had you on probably a couple of months ago.
And it was about late August, wasn't it?
Yeah, it probably was. Watching my diary. And we had a sort of a youth focus show and we talked about various areas of the community that the youth are involved in. And what I wanted to chat about today is two things, a little bit about your involvement in Minus 18 and the amazing work that they do and the different projects that they are involved with. And also a little bit about how we actually met. It's nothing romantic.
Oh, isn't that a story?
Isn't that a story? So we just tell the listener out there how we met, actually.
Well, it was a very weird turn of events, wasn't it? A friend of mine in high school, Tom, just out of nowhere, said, oh, I'm going for this audition for this play. You should go along. They're looking for the last part. So I was very reluctant to do so because it was the middle of exams in year 12 and I was just like, do I really want to get myself into community theatre at the moment? But I went ahead with it. And as soon as I walked in the room and Stephen was sitting there and he had the biggest beaming smile on his face.
Oh, that's what attracted me to him as well.
Yeah. I knew that I'd made the right decision to go to that audition. And then he filled the part and said, can you stay for the read through? And
what was the role that you played?
I played Elliot in the play Eight. You and Stephen are very, very something produced.
it was a really interesting time. I know one of the nice things about doing Ate the Play was all the people that we got to meet, obviously, and that sounds really corny. However, there was one of the things that Ate created was a dynamic about with lots of different people of different ages, sexualities, and that sort of thing. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, did you, for those of you that don't know, Ate the Play was performed and then the second half of the production was actually a forum that was hosted by Dean Beck, some of you may know as well. So, Andrew, did you come and sit in on any of those forums?
I sat in on all three forums because I wanted to stay around for them because I knew that there'd be some very interesting faces there and some very good dialogue that would come up in that. The one that I liked the most was where we had Fiona Patton there from the Australian Sex Party because she had a lot of good stuff to say and she had substance to what she was saying and why she had those political views and whatnot. One thing that I absolutely adored was my grandmother going along with my mother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was
okay.
In the audience.
Tell us.
Her wonderful 77-year-old body made it to Chapel Off Chapel.
Yes.
And one comment that Mum had to hold her mouth closed to stop laughing was that my grandmother has never been in a room with so many gays and lesbians in her life.
And how'd you react to that when she said that?
Well, she's going a bit deaf and she was loud, so there were a few stares from around them.
Did you hear your story told with some of the comments that were made from some of the questions, I should say, from the audience? Was there a lot of discussion about what it's like to be a gay person? Some of the questions that were posed at the forum, did you hear your story told at all or things that you were interested in or anything like that?
Not necessarily my story told, but I did contribute to asking questions to the panel and...
What were some of the questions that you asked?
Oh,
were they personal?
Not necessarily, but one thing that did concern me was a gay man in Sydney that was refused PEP medication in a hospital because the doctor was highly religious and refused to treat a gay male. So that man went on to have to deal with the fact that he could have contracted HIV and that it was just something that really hit me when I heard that because I'm just like, what if I was in that situation myself?
So is that something that angers you? Obviously it angers you by your reaction, but so what do you do when you hear, do you feel that that's something that you can act upon? Can you have anything, any impact change around that? How does that make you feel?
Well, since we've actually done Ate, I've become a lot more politically involved at university and I've done a lot more political research into which party I'd identify with and why I have that reason to do so. And I don't know where I was going with that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do you think that a gay man now in 2013 has an easier road than someone 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago?
Even 10 years ago, that was vastly different to what it's like nowadays because... When I came out to my mum and dad, there was no talk about it. They're just like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever, that kind of thing.
Whereas someone 10 years ago, there was still that time where people didn't accept LGBTI people in the community and they just disowned their children.
So what's the easiest thing now, do you think? Was that too broad a question?
What's the easiest
thing? The easiest thing about being gay now, what do you think it is?
That people aren't scared to use the word gay.
That's true. That's a
great... Even 10 years ago, the word gay was just like, I don't want to touch that.
Is there... Do you think there's common ground now? Do you think gay people now have an understanding of each other a lot more, that they understand what their journey is, where they've come from, all that sort of thing? Do you think there's an understanding by younger gay guys that can appreciate what trials and tribulations have gone before them? Do you think there's an understanding of that now?
I know that with my friends, we do have a lot of overlapping stories with each other. And
what do you mean overlapping? What do you mean?
Like just the fact that there was that our parents just accept it for what it is, that there was no issue about it with the family, that just as, like, as sure as day that the sun will rise tomorrow, your mortgage won't grow.
Someone said that quite recently, actually. Andrew, we're going to come back after this song and have a chat and introduce and try and drag some conversation out of Gary Wilson. Yeah, whatever. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt, and I'm a producer at Stand Up Straight, and as a gay man, I've never pushed a woman's buttons. Push it real good. Until now, you're with Michelle on Joy 94.9.
Oh, I just love that. That is the international debut program ID. Thank you, Maddie. Beautiful. I knew that would make me laugh. To sober things up a bit, we might...
I've actually pushed a woman's button, so I'm not going to go there.
What a great lead into tonight's topic, Gary. You should be on radio.
We'll segue something.
So welcome, Gary Wilson, to Stand Up Straight.
Thank you.
You're a Stand Up Straight virgin.
Well, not anymore.
Not now. So thank you. For those of you that don't know Gary, which
Where
is probably
been
one
the past
or two.
Decade? Go.
Yes. You do a little bit at Joy, don't you?
Yes,
what
I've
do you
got,
do?
If you're listening 20 minutes ago, I was doing the news.
Yeah.
And I have a morning program on Tuesday mornings, 9 till noon, with the Great Value Radio Show. And I fill in other news broadcasts as
taking over the world. Aren't you? So I've dragged you in because I would really like to get a different perspective. We're going to chat some more with Andrew as well, but to get to get people to have an understanding of what an older person.
Careful,
I'm looking at you and wondering how we word this.
My camera said ancient.
I told him not to say that. I did warn him. And to see how things are from what they were 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yep.
And how you feel about the gay youth of today? Are you envious of them? Oh, God. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit back, put my feet on the desk, and you can just chat for the next 40 minutes.
No, you have to tease me a little with a few questions.
So I tease you. Okay.
The story, goodness me,
Your
where
story.
Do I start?
So it's an interesting story. You didn't
confused
come out...
sort of teenagerhood back in the, a long time ago. In the 70s, 60s and 70s we're talking about, so it was a long time ago.
Only look at 35, 40.
Oh, thank you. I'll keep you. But the confused teenagerhood and that sort of thing, I was, I won't say too much, but played around with both.
Fair enough.
To put it mildly. And I thought, oh, that was a phase I'm going through and that's fine. I'll now go straight. So it was the accepted thing in the 70s. I mean, it was a big sort of thing at the time.
Was it a battle? Did you think,
battle.
You thought it was a phase. So
yep.
Was it literally battling against?
Yes, it was. I felt that was, I convinced myself I was bisexual. Now, with no insult to the bisexual people, who, you know, that is a definite classification, but I classified myself then as bisexual, and said, well, yeah, I need to be straight.
Do you think it's a safer way? It's like an easy way to start the conversation with people. So it's you're not committing to being gay. It's a softer way to broach the subject with people, do you think?
How do you mean?
Saying that you're bisexual. So it's you're not coming saying, oh, I'm gay.
Discuss it with people. No, we're talking the 70s.
So nobody knew you were gay?
A couple of people did. Mm-hmm. A couple of people knew I was bisexual. A couple of close confidants at the time. But, not much else, no.
And why do you think you could talk to them? So if we're talking, you know...
Because I was hoping they were gay.
Oh, good.
One of them was, thank God.
So fast forward.
Nothing happened there. Okay.
Of course, just friends.
Just friends.
Just friends. Mm-hmm. So fast forward a little bit, because yours is a really interesting story and I'd love to get across as much of it as we can.
Well, I started off my working career in a country high school. and in my early 20s. And I actually fell in love with the woman I married. So there was that to it.
You are married?
Yes. Yes, married, and I've got three kids.
Can I... Okay. Did you at any point feel that you had to get married and that was just a natural progression in life? You didn't... You just thought gay... You put that, you know, on the back burner and...
Well, I suppressed the gay thing, obviously, because I fell in love with this lovely woman. And we married and had some really good times together.
Yeah. And we... How long were you married?
Over 20 years.
Wow. So
I'm a slow learner.
We all are. Okay, did she... Do you know if she thought you were gay at any point? Did she have an inkling? Have you discussed that with her?
No, it was a complete shock with her. Yeah, absolute shock. She went into shock when I told her.
How did you... Do you mind if I ask
you? No, go
for
it, yeah.
How did you tell her? Hey, honey, guess what?
Well, basically, I put the TV onto mute and I said, honey, I've got something to tell you. I'm leaving you and I'm gay.
You, just that?
Just that.
That simple?
Yeah.
Did you... Oh, gosh. I don't know what to say.
Imagine if your husband said that to you tonight. Yeah. Gotcha.
No, but it's such a short sentence that will totally redefine your life in those couple of words.
It changed five people's worlds drastically.
Immediately?
Yes.
Okay. Had you been thinking about this for a long time?
Oh, God, yes.
So what made you do it then, that night?
Well, my kids were getting to be older and my youngest had just finished year 12, so it was time. And oh, she finished year 11, actually. Sorry, I couldn't wait till she finished year 12. Oh, sorry, Ange. I couldn't wait any longer. I was having dark thoughts about other things as well. So,
okay. So, did you feel that if you didn't do it now,
at that time,
it was now or never?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Had you? Did you ever, you know, like after 5 years or 10 years, were you ever close to thinking, you know, I need to tell her? Did you feel that you were lying to her, betraying her? Did you have that guilt attached to it? I don't know if I'm putting words in your mouth.
Yeah, no, there was some guilt towards the end of the marriage because I was starting to realise that I'll try out what this gay thing's like.
I might like it.
And yeah, I did. It was very nice.
Hang on. I wonder why all these men in the studio are laughing.
They know how nice it is. I'm getting nods all around.
Oh, dear. See, what does the straight woman say to that comment? I don't know. I just don't know.
But okay, I was faithful to the marriage for many years, and towards the end of the marriage, I couldn't hang back any longer. I had to try elsewhere.
Were you, just going back a bit, did you feel guilt at all? That you you might be betraying her, or that you were eventually going to have to tell this woman that you did love, do love.
Heaps of guilt, yeah.
So how did you reconcile that guilt?
Well, it was the natural way for me to go. It was I just had to make that change, had to make that transition, to use another word. So, yeah.
So you've made your short, sharp statement with the telly on mute.
Yes.
Well done, brave. Yeah. What ensues? What happens then?
I expected her to get quite angry and sort of start to throw coffee tables at me or something. But no, she went into complete shock.
Wish
it was like
silence.
I put I put a knife through her heart. It was a very surreal evening. And she said, "What will I tell the kids?" I said, "I'll tell them." And I went to each child, and because they're in their room studying. And told each of them that, I'm leaving your mother and I'm gay. So that was it. And then, go on.
So did you sit... I'm trying to get people to have a bit of a visual about... this is beyond what I could possibly comprehend. You just walk in, you sit on the end of their bed and you look them in the face.
Yep.
Is it really like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly like
did
that.
Did they cry? Did they yell? Did they hate you? They do, what did
not
say?
Hate me. No, definitely not.
Were you scared that they might hate you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was scared I was going to lose my kids.
God.
We went through some troubled times, but that night I stayed in the spare bedroom. Surprise. And I packed up a few clothes, threw them into my car and drove off.
Did you feel like you had to just start again? Like one
I did.
Door closed, brand new road, new journey.
I had
new
no friends.
You didn't have any friends, or you didn't think you had?
Well, I didn't think I had. I had sort of one or two sort of old school chums. That was about it. The rest of the friendship circle was the married friendship circle. Mm. I had left her, therefore I was the villain.
the villain. Mm. Why do you use that word?
Well, I'd left her.
Well, who made the first move then next for the, like, the next piece of correspondence that you had or contact? So after you packed it, you get in the car.
Mm.
So how long was that before you spoke to her again?
I can't honestly remember.
So do you think it was, like, is it like a week, can you think, or is it months after that?
A month,
was
at least
it really?
A month
and
or
did
two.
You speak yep. to the kids throughout
yes.
that period?
Yep. Yeah.
And did they kind of give you any messages from, you know, how the mum... Your ex-wife, their mum was coping.
Well, I was quite actually not so much joyed, but I was given some relief that they, when I told my wife and the three kids, that they banded together and hugged each other.
Oh.
And they're in tears, and you know, it was a family breakdown.
Mm.
Of course, they're in tears. The biggest thing was that Dad's leaving.
Yeah.
Not so much the gay
thing.
Not that
he's gay.
No.
Did that surprise you?
Well, nothing surprised me at that time. No. I was in sort of override as well.
Do you think you were brave at that point?
Many people said I was brave. I just knew that's what I had to do.
Mm. Otherwise, you would not have
moved on.
Moved on.
Yep.
Okay. I really, really want to thank you for, you've been ridiculously frank, and I hadn't expected you to, for me
okay.
for you to accept the questions that I've just fired off
that's
at you.
Fine. Yeah,
we're going to go for another break. When you're on Joy 94.9, Stand Up Straight with Gary Wilson. Be an ally. Talk it out. Educate yourself. Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. Hi, everyone. You are with Michelle Barber on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. And we've just been listening to Gary Wilson's story. And I just want to acknowledge he's given us a pretty raw version of when he had decided to go and tell his family that he was leaving the family and that he was a gay man. And it sort of put a bit of a shock tone to the studio, but I really want to acknowledge that's a very moving story so far, and I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you,
Gary.
That's okay.
And Andrew, I'm just wondering, how did you feel hearing that sort of thing?
I could actually see some similarities between his situation and my own.
Really?
Because when he said that he was in a teenager in the 60s and 70s that he convinced himself that he was bisexual. Mm. I did go through that phase myself. I did convince myself that I was bisexual because I considered that in my mind that was a lot easier to tell people, and that they didn't get that stigma of you're a gay person, you have AIDS. Mm. That's disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's the softer option,
yeah.
In a sense, yeah. And I have heard that quite often,
okay.
Yeah, quite frequently. I know. Mm-hmm. I think my son, before he came out as gay, that's what he said. So
okay.
He's bisexual. I think it's, maybe it's easy to say that. Maybe there's the perception that straight people get that more than gay.
Yep.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I have
do you
no
think?
Idea.
I don't know either. I've got no idea. Gary, when...
Survey some more straight people, I guess.
Okay. There's a couple around the station. You
probably
might
know more than me, but yeah.
Probably true, yeah. So if you don't mind, if we can go back to your story a little bit. I'm just absolutely fascinated. So I'm taking it that you didn't live out of a car.
Oh,
and
no.
And you
no.
didn't, you know, you developed friendships with people.
Yep.
Did you have to, as I touched on just before, you felt like you had to start again?
Oh, starting all over again. I was an adolescent again in many ways.
But were you free? Did you feel liberated and
exactly,
free?
Yes.
Yeah.
I teed up accommodation. I was actually going to move on the Saturday night, but my son said, I've got an exam on the Monday. I thought, fuck, I'm just taking a look. So I had to delay till after his last exam.
Yeah.
I went to my accommodation. I didn't have a bed. I just had my clothes that I threw in the car and drove off. And I organised through Gay Share an accommodation. And a very nice guy, name of Alan, took me in a two-bedroom flat, and I had the other bedroom.
Wow.
So, very... very helpful. Thanks, Alan. I haven't seen him much these days.
I'm sure he would have been pivotal at that moment, I dare say.
Yes.
How, again, long story, so let's make it, we'll try and fast forward a lot. What is the relationship like with your wife, your ex-wife now?
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah, really
are you
good.
Like brother and sister?
No.
Is it? No? It's not that good.
Don't push it, sister.
I love saying that.
No, we have been through a lot. Obviously, a very sticky divorce, and there was a lot of anger there. By the time the divorce papers came around.
Were you angry at all, or was it only side? Okay, so why wouldn't you have been angry?
Well, it was my decision.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no anger.
Were you angry that the fact that she was angry and didn't understand you?
No,
or, no, nothing like that?
I wanted
that?
To put her in touch with Gamma or something like that as a support. But I thought, no, she's got her own friendship her own support there, so I'll leave that go.
And has that bitterness that she's had, like that she had at the beginning when you said you were leaving, has that dissipated now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Did you have counselling together at all?
No.
To go through? I didn't know.
No, we'd have to
be I don't sort know if of,
yeah. Who's got the saucepan first?
Did you've got three children?
Three children, yeah.
So did one or all of them react same way, similar?
Different ways. Mm-hmm. Obviously, after the initial shock that their family was being broken down, basically, by me leaving. There was animosity towards me in some areas. But over the, especially in the first couple of years, my youngest actually came to gay clubs with me.
Wow.
And was quite an advocate for gay rights and that sort of thing. Yeah. And my middle child, a daughter, also was very accepting of me and sort of helped me through a few times, sort of more in later years than earlier years, over the past decade or so. Yeah. And my son now lives in Stockholm, so I don't really see him much.
No,
but
wouldn't.
He was very accepting as well.
Did they? Do you know if they spoke to their friends at all about?
I think they admitted to close friends why their dad had left the family home.
Yeah.
But not any wider than that, no.
So do you get to a stage where you just have to accept whatever reaction it is that they have? It's justified, it's their truth.
Exactly, definitely.
And regardless of whether you think it's right or wrong, you just have to let them work through that and
we've
just
had
wear it.
We had a few issues at times. At one time, one of my children did not like the guy I was with at the time.
Oh, God, I haven't even got to that yet.
And,
God.
and that's, you know, but we work through that. I mean, any family has their discords.
Of course. I don't know if you tell me if you don't want to go there with this. What was it like the first time you introduced a partner to your kids?
Nerve-wracking.
Yes. Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, and how, I don't know, how did
well,
they...
Some were more accepting than others with the three kids, so it was... They're all individuals, they're all personalities, and they're all out their opinions.
Yeah. Your relationship with your wife, your ex-wife now is okay. Do you,
oh, it's quite friendly, yes.
It is?
We're not in each other's pockets.
No, of course not, thankfully.
But I mean, each of the three children have married, and we've been to the weddings and sat together on the bridal table and all that sort of stuff. Mm. So it's all fine.
Did you have? Were there any allies that you had throughout this period that helped you get through? Any straight people that you turned to or that were putty? None. So did you? Okay. So that was a real definite no. Why is that? Because that door was closed. You only wanted to be associated with the GLBTI?
Well, obviously my life was about to change radically. Mm-hmm. Boy, did I hit the clubs.
Well, beware.
My fears at the time were I'd be the old bastard left on the shelf sort of thing, and no one would want to know because clubs are for people aged 18 to 25. Mm. Thank God I found out differently. Who's your daddy? Sorry.
Again, laughter in the studio. I don't know why.
So
you lived it up,
amazing.
Let's say.
Yeah.
You did.
First weekend I went to a club and picked up was great.
I think, listen, from what I gather, that could be said at any age. It could be 15, 25, 35, 45, any age.
Well, I think sort of when people do come out, it's going through a whole adolescence again because you're re-identifying yourself and you've got to test out various personas. I picked up MCV and went to every gay thing that was listed there.
That's your bucket list, wasn't it?
And then I had the quickest drink of my life at a lesbian bar, but I moved on.
Did you go in there by accident? Did you?
Well, it was the next on the list.
Can I ask
you? Everyone's dad, but
what's the best? Is there a best thing about coming out as an older person?
Well, the fact that I now have three children and I've got two grandchildren now.
Grandchildren?
Which is obviously fantastic, yeah, which is not the actual usual life of a gay man.
Do they, depending on what age they are, do they know that you're gay?
Well, they're three and one. So
I take that as a no. That'd be a no then. No. Okay. Have you thought about the conversation you may have with them?
Well, I'm assuming their parents will have that conversation first, mm-hmm. and it'll be up to them.
Yeah.
Entirely up to them.
For people that might be listening and wondering, is there a benefit to coming out older? Is there, do you think?
Well, the fact that I've got three kids and it's fantastic.
But as a gay man, though, is life different? Is there a different sort of confidence, do you think, if coming out older?
Probably.
Yeah, there is.
Because most people who come out, say, correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, but come out sort of in their teenage years, actually going through adolescence. Mm. So it's all the changes there. Whereas me, I had to go through it all over again.
Do you feel a little bit jealous of the some of the younger guys that have been able to come out relatively comfortably, maybe in their late teens and 20s, and jealous that you couldn't do that yourself?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Yeah?
No, one philosophy of my life is no regrets.
Yeah, of course.
You have no regrets, you move on. Shit happens, flush.
Shit happens, shit happens and flush. Words to live by, I dare say.
It is one of my mantras, yes.
We are having a great chat with the effervescent Gary Wilson and Andrew, and you will be back in a moment on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Michelle on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. She's my mum.
Hi, everyone. You are on Stand Up Straight with Michelle Barber, Gary Wilson and Andrew Sanders. And we're having really getting to know Gary, I think, for those
some
of you
the listeners
that
aren't too.
Yeah, no, but this is what it's about. Yep. I think it's really important for people, all people, to try and get an idea of what different people's lives have been like and what they are now, because it's not all, what do they say, beer and Skittles and all that stuff. You know, it isn't.
Yep.
And you're sitting here as a beautiful, confident, strong gay man that, look at those muscles. What a shame we're not filming. If they would
no,
see
it's fine,
that muscle.
It's fine, it's
and is that a six-pack that you got there, Gary? Is that a six-pack there?
It's a bulky T-shirt.
It's a bulky toga. but it's really, really important for people to know that this is how you can end up, yeah?
Yep.
That it's not all doom and gloom.
Definitely not, no.
Yeah, and you're living proof. We haven't touched on your workplace or anything, did you?
That was very interesting. I took a week off to move and that sort of thing. Obviously, after I told my wife that I'd come out and the family, I left the family home the next day and I went and told my mother, my dear mother, who was in her 80s at the time.
Were you scared to tell her?
Yes.
Yeah.
But she accepted that. Mm. And she said two words to me about being gay, and that was it. Be safe.
Be safe. I still say that now. So they are truly words to live by.
Yeah. Mother's words.
Mother's words, yes. Yeah, that's true. And
I'd taken a week off work, obviously, to move and settle in and see if I could buy a bed from somewhere. I didn't have one. A bit awkward as a gay man coming out. And I said to one of my work colleagues, she said to me, oh, how was your holiday away? I said, I've left my wife and I'm gay. The look on her face.
You do like rocking clangers, don't you?
The look on her face was amazing. Went and told my manager and she said, it's about time.
What?
I thought, oh, my God, I thought it so nicely.
Does that mean you were in the was it a glass closet then, does that mean? That all knew that you hadn't come out, you hadn't stepped out of it yet. So so you told all your colleagues or just a few?
I told them all, yeah. My life became an open book then. I was sick of secrets, I was sick of hiding things and just I was free.
So those secrets and things would have eaten you up,
definitely.
Yeah. Yes. So is it like you're living a double life? Was it like you were,
especially towards the end of the marriage, definitely. Yes.
Yeah. And so at work, were you embraced by most people?
Oh, yes. I was in a very gay-friendly public service area, so.
Yeah, yeah. And did they celebrate with you?
Well, there was a gay guy there, and he was very helpful telling me which clubs to go to and which ones not to. So,
Oh, please give us his number.
Hey, listen, Andrew, I think there's enough opportunity for you. So, Andrew, you're sitting and hearing this, and...
I just want to hear more. That's why I'm not speaking.
Oh, that's unusual. So, does
it... Cheeky.
He's got beautiful dulcet tones, doesn't he, Andrew?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, do you at any point sort of sit there and think, oh, thank God it's 2013 and I'm a young gay man now and you're glad that it wasn't then going through some things?
I sometimes think that, but then at the same time, everyone has their own different experiences and there's probably even people now who are my age and they're probably going through the same thing that... Mm.
It's the coming out stuff.
Yeah.
Because like, even though that's 2013, there's still people who aren't accepting of gay and lesbian and LGBT. The alphabetic thing.
Yeah.
They're just not accepting of it. And it's just always going to be like that, unfortunately.
Mm. But do you feel that a bit of anger that it's still like that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And Gary, do you think that there's a long way to go, again, cliche question, a long way to go to get to the point where gay, straight, makes no difference?
Right, I do, yes. There's still a long way to go and we still need to keep fighting. I mean, things like gay marriage or same-sex marriage. I married a woman because I fell in love with her. If I fell in love with a man, why can't I marry him?
Oh, I agree. I'm just posing
the question.
Amen, yeah. Sister.
Yeah. Thanks, sweetie.
Has there been anybody that had a reaction that really surprised or shocked you that you hadn't anticipated from any... sort of along this period of time?
Yeah, not that I can think of, no.
Yeah. No. So there's no one that... did you lose all of your friends?
Yes.
So every single one of
except
them?
Except for one, and it was a schoolmate.
Please,
so.
Can I hug you now?
Oh, Andrew, thank you.
It's beautiful. You've got a lot of new friends now. So do you feel alive? That's what happened? That's
yes.
How you... Yeah, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an amazing...
It was a rebirth.
Yeah, and I have heard that said that there's that sense of relief and liberation. Yeah,
yep.
And even, Andrew, when you came out, did you feel the same thing?
I felt so relieved that I'd finally actually said that word to my parents and that they did not have a problem with it. I was just like, there was this big weight lifted off my shoulders and that it was all easy from here on in.
We could be ourselves.
Yeah. And I know we've got to wrap up fairly soon. But so Gary had waited a lot of years. Yeah. So, but was it? Then my sense is that it's the same fear of the reactions. Is it really? Would that be right?
I thought I waited a long time because I didn't come out till the end of year 12. And
sorry to giggle, right?
No, but it's true. But isn't that interesting? The show, at the top of the show, it was about the generational gap.
Mm.
And here you are. We've come full circle almost. And you had the same fears. It was just a longer period of time for you, Gary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, there's nodding. Yeah, there's
been obviously nodding on radio. But yeah.
So, Gary, what would you give our youth of today? What's the advice you'd give them now?
Be safe.
There are those words. So, guys.
That's a motherhood comment.
No, but it is true. It is true. Condoms, 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 condoms.
And just enjoy yourself. Be yourself. I think that's the key thing, not to hide yourself because you are a lovely person.
I agree. I agree. Oh, what a beautiful man you are. So,
tell my ex-wife that. No, she's good.
I don't know if she's going to be listening to you.
No.
I would like to thank very, very much Gary Wilson for giving me and our listeners a beautiful story. And
my
I
pleasure.
Hope that they have got a greater understanding of the challenges that some people have had to deal with. Andrew? who's sitting there in awe. Thank you for coming in. We didn't really talk as much about things that we were going to talk about. I would like to thank Maddie T very, very quickly for helping put together two phenomenal program IDs that I'm really excited to have you listen to. Thank you to Robbie, program support out on the front desk. And thank you all for listening to Stand Up Straight, leaving you with your weekly challenge, which is... what will you do this week to stimulate dialogue, create change, encourage involvement? Up next, we have the fabulous Joy and Andrew on Spirit Lounge, and you have been listening to Michelle Barber on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Take a look at our Stand Up Straight page on the Joy website. Head to joy.org.au, click on the program grid and select Stand Up Straight for our blog and podcast. Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.